Chapter 2. How to become a morning person in just 5 minutes. The 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy. If you really think about it, hitting the snooze button in the morning doesn't even make sense. It's like saying, I hate getting up in the morning, so I do it over and over and over again. Dimitri Martin, stand-up comedian. If I've done my job, then right now you should be feeling optimistic and even excited about tomorrow morning. You might be imagining how you're going to leap out of bed first thing in the morning and the layer of dust your snooze button is going to collect from lack of use. But what happens tomorrow morning when the alarm goes off? How motivated will you be when you're yanked out of a deep sleep by a screaming alarm clock? How excited will you be to get out of a warm bed in a cold house? We all know where your motivation will be right then. Flushed down the toilet. It will be replaced by the sneaky companion of lost mornings that's been around since the dawn of time. Rationalization. Rationalization is a crafty master. What seemed like a foregone conclusion the night before, to get up early and seize the day, can quickly vanish when morning comes. In seconds, you can convince yourself that you need just a few extra minutes of sleep, and the next thing you know, you're scrambling around the house, late for work, late for life, again. It's a tricky problem. Just when we need our motivation the most, those first few moments of the day, is precisely when we seem to have the least of it. But what if, tomorrow morning, you could tap into some of the momentum and enthusiasm you feel right now? That's our goal in this chapter, to boost your morning motivation and mount a surprise attack on rationalization. Each of the 5 steps in the process that follows is designed to increase what Hal calls your wake-up motivation level, WUML. The higher your WUML, the more likely you are to dodge the snooze button and get up. Your job is to get your WUML above the snooze threshold by whatever means necessary. Fortunately, the necessary means aren't as drastic or as difficult as you might imagine. The 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy. You might feel that you have a low WUML, meaning that most mornings you want nothing more than to go back to sleep when your alarm goes off. That's normal. But by using this simple 5-step, 5-minute process in this chapter, you can crank up your WUML to the point that you're ready to jump up and embrace the day. 5 steps, 5 minutes, that's all it takes. Minute 1. Set your intentions before bed. The first key to waking up is to understand that your first thought in the morning is usually the same as your last thought was before you went to sleep. I bet, for example, that you've had nights where you could hardly fall asleep because you were so excited about waking up the next morning. Whether it was when you were a kid on Christmas morning or the day you were leaving for a big vacation. As soon as the alarm clock sounded, you opened your eyes ready to jump out of bed and embrace the day. Why? It's because the last thought you had about the coming morning, before you fell asleep, was positive. On the other hand, if your last thought before bed was something like, I can't believe I have to get up in 6 hours. I'm going to be exhausted in the morning. Then your first thought when the alarm clock goes off is likely to be something like, oh gosh, it's already been 6 hours. No, I just want to keep sleeping. Part of how you wake up in the morning, in other words, is a self-fulfilling prophecy. You, not your alarm, are creating your morning reality. The first step, then, is to consciously decide every night before bed to actively and mindfully create a positive expectation for the next morning. Visualize it and affirm it to yourself. For help on this and to get the precise words to say before bed to create your powerful morning intentions, download Hal's very own bedtime affirmations free at www.tmmbook.com. Minute 2. Get out of bed to turn your alarm off. If you haven't already, be sure to move your alarm clock as far away from your bed as possible. This means that you'll have to get out of bed and engage your body in movement first thing. Motion creates energy. So getting out of bed and walking across the room naturally helps you to wake up. Most people keep their alarm clock next to their bed, within reach. That's perfect if you want to go back to sleep. But those first few moments of waking up are when your WUML is at its lowest point, which makes it much more difficult to summon the discipline to get out of bed. An alarm clock within arm's reach is a recipe for more snoozing. In fact, you may turn off the alarm without even realizing it. On more than a few occasions, we've all convinced ourselves that our alarm clock was merely part of the dream we were having. You're not alone on that one, trust me. By forcing yourself to get out of bed to turn off the alarm clock, you are setting yourself up for early rising success by instantly increasing your WUML. However, on a scale of 1 to 10, your WUML may be hovering around a 5, and you'll likely be feeling sleepier than not. So the temptation to turn around and crawl back into bed will still be present. You'll need to raise that WUML just a little further by immediately moving on to the next step. Minute 3. Brush your teeth. As soon as you've gotten out of bed and turned off your alarm clock, go directly to the bathroom sink to brush your teeth. I know what you may be thinking. Really? You're telling me that I need to brush my teeth? Yes. The point here is that you're doing mindless activities for the first few minutes and giving your body time to wake up. After turning off your alarm clock, go directly to the bathroom sink to brush your teeth. Splash some warm water, or better yet, cold water on your face. This simple activity will allow for the passing of more time to increase your WUML even further. Now that your mouth is minty fresh, it's time for Minute 4. Drink a full glass of water. It's crucial that you hydrate yourself first thing every morning. After 6 to 8 hours without water, you'll be mildly dehydrated, which causes fatigue. Often when people feel tired, at any time of the day, what they need is more water, not more sleep. Start by getting a glass or bottle of water. Or you can do what we do and fill it up the night before so it's already there for you in the morning. And drink it as fast as is comfortable for you. The objective is to replace the water you were deprived of during the hours you slept. That glass of water should raise your WUML another notch, which will get you to Minute 5. Get dressed in your workout clothes or jump in the shower. The fifth step has two options. Option one is to get dressed in your exercise clothing so you're ready to leave your bedroom and immediately engage in your miracle morning. You can either lay out your clothes before you go to bed or even sleep in your workout clothes. Yes, really. Option two is to jump in the shower, which is a great way to take your WUML to the point where staying awake is much easier. However, I usually opt to change into exercise clothes since I'll need a shower after working out or walking the dog. But many people prefer the morning shower because it helps them wake up and gives them a fresh start to the day. The choice is completely yours. If option one doesn't work, go for the shower option. That makes it very hard to go back to sleep. Regardless of which option you choose, by the time you've executed those five simple steps, your WUML should be high enough that it requires very little discipline to stay awake for your miracle morning. Contrast that with trying to make that commitment the moment your alarm clock first goes off, while you're at a WUML of nearly zero. It's a much more difficult decision to make. The five steps let you build momentum so that, within just minutes, you've escaped the gravitational field of rationalization and you're ready to go instead of feeling groggy. I've never made it through these first 5 minutes and then decided to go back to bed. Once I'm up and moving intentionally through the morning, it is much easier to continue being purposeful throughout the day. Miracle Morning Bonus Wake-Up Tips. Although this strategy has worked for thousands of people, these five steps are not the only ways to make waking up in the morning easier. Here are a few others I've heard from fellow Miracle Morning practitioners. Use the Miracle Morning Bedtime Affirmations. If you haven't done this yet, you can go to www.tmmbook.com and download and print Hal's word-for-word bedtime affirmations. Keep these next to your bed to help you set your intentions each night before you fall asleep. These are designed to program your subconscious mind so that you're more easily able to beat the snooze button and wake up feeling energized. Set a timer for your bedroom lights. One member of the Miracle Morning community shared that he sets his bedroom lights on a timer. You can buy an appliance timer online or at your local hardware store. As his alarm goes off, the lights come on in the room. What a great idea. It's a lot easier to fall back asleep when it's dark. Having the lights on tells your mind and body that it's time to wake up. Whether you use a timer or not, be sure to turn your light on right after you turn your alarm off. Set a timer for your bedroom heater. Another member of the Miracle Morning community says that in the winter, she keeps a bedroom heater on an appliance timer set to turn on 15 minutes before she wakes up. She sets the temperature to be colder at night, but warmer for waking up, so she won't be tempted to crawl back under her covers. Feel free to add to or customize the 5-minute snooze-proof wake-up strategy. And if you have any tips that you are open to sharing, we'd love to hear them. Please post them in the Miracle Morning community at www.mytmmcommunity.com. Take immediate action. It's decision time. This is a critical turning point for you as a Miracle Morning reader. It's time to decide whether you're going to commit to discovering the power of mornings. You now have a choice before you. Tomorrow morning, you can wake up early and inspired and begin to recreate your life. To start closing that gap between the life you're living and the life of financial abundance that you want. Or you can do what you've always done and hope for the best. If you're ready, you can start right now. Remember that waking up consistently and easily is all about having an effective, predetermined, step-by-step strategy to increase your WUML in the morning. Don't wait. You can do the following 3 steps right away. There's no need to wait for morning or bedtime. 1. Set your alarm right now for 30 to 60 minutes earlier than you usually wake up and commit to leaving it there for the next 30 days. That's it. Just 30 to 60 minutes for 30 days, starting now. And be sure to write into your schedule to do your first Miracle Morning tomorrow morning. That's right. Don't use waiting until you finish the book as an excuse to procrastinate on getting started. 2. Join the Miracle Morning community at www.mytmmcommunity.com. That's where you can connect with and get support from more than 100,000 like-minded early risers, many of whom have been generating extraordinary results with the Miracle Morning for years. 3. Find a Miracle Morning accountability partner. Enroll someone, your spouse, a friend, family member, coworker, or someone you meet in the Miracle Morning community. to join you on this adventure so you can encourage, support, and hold each other accountable to follow through until your miracle morning has become a lifelong habit. If you are feeling resistant, it may be because you've tried to make changes in the past but haven't followed through. Here's a suggestion. Turn now to chapter 13, the 30-day Miracle Morning Challenge. This chapter will give you the mindset and strategy to overcome any resistance you may have to getting started. Plus, it will give you the most effective process for implementing a new habit and sticking with it. It's the first journey you're going to embark on when the book is finished, and you can take a sneak peek now. Think of it as beginning with the end in mind. Your first investment lesson. The previous chapter should give you serious pause for thought as to the value of mornings. All the evidence, and the words of thousands of people who have become Miracle Morning believers, point to a powerful idea. What if mornings weren't how you start your day, but how you create it? How you start your day could be the single most important factor in determining how you live your life. When you wake up with excitement and create a purposeful, powerful, productive morning, you set yourself up to win the day. Yet most people start their day by procrastinating, hitting the snooze button, and waiting until the last possible moment to pry themselves out from beneath their cozy covers. While it may not be obvious, this seemingly innocent act may be sending a detrimental message to your subconscious. It programs our psyche with the unconscious belief that we don't have the self-discipline to get out of bed in the morning, let alone do what's necessary to achieve everything else we want for our lives, including building financial abundance. When the alarm clock starts beeping in the morning, consider it life's first investment opportunity each day. It's the gift of another day, the challenge of making the disciplined decision to get out of bed, and the opportunity to invest time into our personal development, so each of us can become the person we need to be to create the life we want. And we all get to do all of this while the rest of the world continues to sleep. This is your first investment lesson on the road to wealth. Maintaining discipline for just a few moments each morning. The first few moments when you decide to get up rather than stay in bed is a discipline that can pay dividends for the rest of your life. When people ask me how I transform myself into a morning person and transform my life in the process, I tell them I did it in 5 simple steps, one at a time. 5 simple, snooze-proof keys that made waking up in the morning, even early in the morning, easier than ever before. Without this strategy, I would still be sleeping or snoozing through the alarms each morning. Worse, I would still be clinging to the limiting belief that I am not a morning person. And I would have missed a whole world of opportunity. I know it may seem downright impossible, but take it from a former snoozeaholic. You can do this. And you can do it the same way I did. That's the critical message about waking up. It's possible to change. Like most millionaires, most morning people aren't born. They're self-made. You can do it. And it doesn't require the willpower of an Olympic marathoner. I contend that when early rising becomes not only something you do, but who you are, you will truly love mornings. Waking up will become as effortless for you as it is for me. Not convinced? Suspend your disbelief a little and try the 5-step process tomorrow. It might change your life the way it changed mine. From this day forward, starting with the next 30 days, keep your alarm set for 30 to 60 minutes earlier so that you can start waking up when you want to instead of when you have to. It's time to start launching each day with a miracle morning so that you can become the person you need to be to take yourself, your children, and your family to extraordinary levels. What will you do with that hour? You're going to find out in the next chapter. But for now, continue reading this book during your miracle morning until you learn the whole routine. Morning Millionaires. 95% of the time, I get 8 hours of sleep a night. And as a result, 95% of the time, I don't need an alarm to wake up. And waking up naturally is, for me, a great way to start the day. A big part of my morning ritual is about what I don't do. When I wake up, I don't start the day by looking at my smartphone. Instead, once I'm awake, I take a minute to breathe deeply, be grateful, and set my intention for the day. I've made small changes over time, for example. When I lived in Los Angeles, I was fond of morning walks and hikes. I'm very open to experimenting. I'm sure before long I'll learn about something new I'll want to add to my routine. And no, I don't believe in the snooze button. On days when I have to use my alarm, I always set it for the last possible moment I have to get up. Arianna Huffington.